It is not the end of the matter. We are contemplating taking this decision to the federal court, that is our Supreme Court in Malaysia. We have been using the word Allah, and they have been telling us that it is not the word for you, but we said, well, we are quoting the Bible that we have, and the Bible, which is known as the Al-Kitab, it contains the word Allah. So when we quote a quotation from the Bible, we quote as it is. And we said, how can we edit a Bible? We have no authority to edit a Bible.
And when you're talking about the Bible, you're talking about the Malay language Bible.
That's right.
For the Malay Christians in the eastern states of, primarily eastern states of Sabah and Sarawak?
Not necessarily. It's for a Malay Bible used by Malaysians, whether they be in the east or west, because today's young Christians, the majority Malay-speaking Christians, use the Malay Bible.
The eastern states of Sabah and Sarawak do have a sizable Malay Christian flock. If
yes.
These Bumiputra Christians continue using Allah in their worship, are they effectively breaking the law too?
Certainly not. It's also good to remind ourselves that a lot of the East Malaysians are also in West Malaysia, so there isn't that much of a distinction or difference. Their presence is felt in West Malaysia. And so going back then to this question, that will they be forbidden to use? No, this verdict from the appeal court is directed solely to the Publication Herald.
What's the experience of Christian communities in neighboring Muslim countries like Indonesia and Brunei? Are they allowed to use the word Allah for God?
Yes, they are allowed to use the word Allah. Also in the word, in our worship, in our prayers, we use the word Allah without any difficulty, as much as in the Middle East.
You say you plan to appeal. What do your legal advisors tell you? Is the ban on the use of the word Allah in your newspaper, is that unconstitutional according to your lawyers?
The thing is, we are allowed to use our Bible, the Al-Kitab. Now, when we are allowed to use the Al-Kitab, and then we cannot quote the Al-Kitab, isn't that a violation of our rights? Because according to the Constitution, we are free to worship and organize our worship. And so all of a sudden we are being curtailed in quoting the Bible. This violates our religious rights in the country as provided for by the Constitution.
So let me clarify this. The word Allah still appears in the Malay Bible.
Oh yes.
And you said earlier that you plan to appeal this matter. It's been pointed out that this issue is testing Malaysia and its traditional tolerance for religious and cultural diversity. Is prolonging the matter the right path for you, your publication, and indeed the Catholic Church?
We are not prolonging this matter. In fact, we just had the decision of the appeal court only yesterday. The matter in the appeal court has been decided, but we are not happy with that. And so we want to take it up to the federal court, and we have to do this within 30 days or so.
It's been pointed out that this issue was probably driven by the Malay far right, the likes of Malay supremacist groups like Perkasa.
Very true. This is very obvious.
So why don't you revert to the word, to use the word Tuhan, which also means God, because that would neutralize the matter, wouldn't it?
It is not a question of neutralizing the matter. It's just that Allah is a word for God and Tuhan is a word for Lord. And so when we have two expressions for these words, how can we combine them and make them one?
And finally, Father Lawrence, Malaysians have always been tolerant of each other's religious and cultural practices. Are your colleagues in the other faiths, are they supportive of your use of the word Allah?
Yes, because even Sikhs, they, in their own Bible, have the word Allah. And so they also are concerned about this. Now, all the non-Muslim religions have already formed a council precisely to safeguard the religious freedom of the non-Muslims. they were represented at the yesterday as an observer in the appeal court.
And what has been the response of your colleagues in the Muslim faith?
It is very difficult to express the sentiments. The opposition parties generally support us.
Including Parti Islam Semalaysia PAS.
That's right.
And are you heartened by that?
Yes, definitely. Because if even yesterday over BBC, there were people from Lebanon and other Middle Eastern countries who were saying that they're both Christians and Muslims use the word and there's no confusion.